Louis and Jessamine, Brett and Rose, gathered together on the Havoc's bridge, and there on the main view screen was the attacking fleet, come out from behind its stealth shields at last. There were star cruisers beyond counting, and more dropping out of hyperspace all the time.
Oh, that is one hell of a big fleet.
And we are dangerously weakened. All our ships took some damage, and we lost a lot of crew. We're covering all the main battle stations for now, but there's no telling how long that will last once the shooting starts. Hopefully our opposite numbers don't know that. The Mistworld and Viramon ships were unaffected, but I don't know how they'll stand up to Imperial Star Cruisers. If you've got any maze-given aces to pull out of your sleeve, Deathstalker, this would be a really good time to reveal them.
Afraid not, Admiral. It's all down to courage and honor now.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
The Imperial fleet fell upon the Rebel fleet with savage fury, all guns blazing. And in a moment, the situation descended into chaos. Starships of all shapes and sizes flashed back and forth, maneuvering in three dimensions, targeting objects of opportunity as they went. Force shields flared brightly, dissipating deadly energies as disruptor cannon fired in volleys, cascading brightly in the long night. Enough firepower opened up to scorch the life from a dozen worlds, and here and there, ships exploded like novas as force shields overloaded and went down. Often the victorious ship had gone on to another engagement before it even saw the results of its attack. With the ship's AIs down, concerted attacks were impossible. It was every ship for herself. Silence kept trying to enforce his combat strategies, but even he couldn't keep up with the state of battle. Basic computer targeting could give best estimates of where a ship would go next, but it was up to human gunners to hit the fleeting targets, preferably without hitting one of their own ships in the process. Men and women on both sides fired their guns with wild eyes and manic smiles, half out of their minds on adrenaline and battle drugs, operating as much by instinct as training. Mistworld and Viramon ships darted in and out of the chaos, running rings around the bigger ships, showing unexpected speed and deadly aim. People of Mistworld and Viramon had trained to be warriors all their lives, and for them, combat was like coming home. Their shields couldn't stand up to the occasional direct hit from Star Cruiser cannon, but they all fought and died with the Owens name on their lips. Louis and Jessamine were running down a corridor to reinforce a besieged gunnery crew when one of the Havoc's shields shuddered and went down. A blast blew a hole right through the bulkhead. Louis and Jessamine were swept off their feet in a moment. The lights flickered, and the gravity fluctuated.
Louis!
Jessamine tumbled towards the hole, turning head over heels.
Jessamine, no!
Louis threw himself after her. Jessamine grabbed at the edge of the hole with one hand and hung there, half in and half out. Louis slammed against her and grabbed one of her arms.
Ah! Oh!
Louis's side hit a viciously sharp steel prong. The metal shard sank deep into her. Louis held desperately onto Jessamine's arm. She was already dangling out into the cold vacuum. Only the steel spike on Louis's side kept him from following her. He fought desperately to draw breath from the air racing past him. He slowly pulled Jessamine back, inch by inch. And then, the disruptor cannon fired again. The whole bulkhead blew apart, and the corridor opened up to space. Louis and Jessamine were ripped free from their precarious holds and flew out into the deadly vacuum of space.